Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Welcome to The Real McCoy Show, and today I'm Shauna Stallworth, standing in for our host for the show, Anna McCoy. I'm excited that you are here listening to us on today. We have an awesome show planned for you. All month long, we've been talking about walking powerfully. That is our theme for the year here at Woman Act Now, and I'm excited that we're sharing it with you today. If you're tuning into this broadcast for the first time, I want to encourage you to visit our website by going to www.womanactnow.com. You can find out more about our organization, as well as give me a call at 877-751-5700. My extension is 407. I'd like to talk to you more about how we can get you involved and help coach you through the execution gap so that you too can achieve your dreams, visions, and ideas. I want to welcome those of you who are watching us by live broadcast on today. Again, you're watching Woman Act Now Radio. I am Coach Shauna Stallworth. I'm standing in for our host and our master coach for Woman Act Now, Coach Anna McCoy. And I'm excited that you're joining us here on today. I want to just stop for a moment to encourage you. We have quite a show planned for you on today. I want to encourage you to send it out Facebook, send it out Twitter. Today we're going to be talking about Brand You Image. It is a pre-recorded show with our master coach and a special guest, Ms. Fran Harris. You're going to love it. On last week we talked about Brand You Identity, and it's perfect for this month as we talk about walking powerfully. And if you were with us on our first episode of this month, we were sharing with you that you have to be in a place to where you can fully surrender in order to be able to walk powerfully. You have to be in a place to where your mind is willing, where it is ready, and where your body is full able to walk out the steps that need to be taken in order for you to live your best life or to walk forward within your dreams, visions, and ideas. Before we move to that pre-recorded show, I'm just going to share with you about seven steps that I was just reading as I was preparing for the call on today that I believe will really just bless your life, that will help push and move you forward and really set this particular message up on today. We've been talking about walking powerful here at Woman Act Now. And one of the steps that I believe or that I really believe in my heart that will really help you be able to walk powerfully is the first thing is to be willing to walk with God in full obedience. We've been talking about that here within the organization and within our calls and within everything that we've been doing this year. And we just really, really, really want to share it with individuals to say, you know what? We've always been talking about living our best life and moving forward in your dreams, visions, and ideas. And Woman Act Now is certainly going to continue in that frame. But in order for you to do that, you first have to be in a place to where, as I shared earlier, that you have to fully surrender and be willing and open, willing to receive, willing to say, you know what? Okay, I've done it my way for so long. Now I really want to know what it's like to live in abundance. I really want to know what it's like to live in the overflow. So I want to encourage you today. Step number one is to be willing. Be willing for change. Be willing for transition. Be willing to be open to receive. Be willing for a fresh new word, a new idea, a new way of doing it. So when it is spoken to you and you hear the voice of our living Lord and he says, you know what? I need for you to pick up that phone now. Because the deal that you're waiting for is in this phone call that you're going to make. You know what? I need you to get in your car and I need you to go meet with that person right now. You know what? You're walking. You might be walking out of your office space, or you might be walking away from your cubicle. And you know what? You might hear, some of us call it our conscience. Those of us who are believers, we call it the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And we'll say, you know what? Holy Spirit told me to go this way. Or you might say, you know what? My conscience tells me that I need to go over here and speak to this young lady. Or I need to go in there and talk to my boss now. Those are those things that you want to pay attention to, because you know what? He's speaking to you if you're willing and if you're open. And he's going to guide you because he has a predestined plan for your life. It's already mapped out. It's already waiting for you just to say, you know what? I'm willing to fully surrender and fully yield to this new way of reaching the goals that I have set for myself. The second step I want to encourage you to do is to don't anticipate, but wait. You know what? Those of us who may have had an opportunity to experience being an armor bearer in our lives, one of the things that we value is that you learn to anticipate the need of others, or you learn to anticipate what to do next, or you learn to kind of be one step ahead. Well, in this whole frame of being willing and being open and in an effort to walk powerful so that we're staying in a ready position, ready to hear the voice of the Lord, ready to hear whatever that small voice that's saying, you know what, do it now, do it now, do it now, ready to hear that. You know what? Instead of anticipating that moment, I want you to not anticipate, but to wait. Stop, listen, be still, and when he says go, then go. Don't worry, because if you're able to not anticipate, but to wait, in the waiting, you will move in the right direction. You will operate at the right time. You will do exactly what is necessary so that you can reach that next place effectively, on purpose, and on time. The next step I want to share with you is to not fear being crazy. You know what? I won't say being crazy, but don't fear looking crazy. Sometimes, you know what, when we operate in a position of faith, or when we operate in a position to where we're fully willing, we're fully surrendered, we're in a place to where, you know what, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm just going to wait. I'm not going to anticipate. I'm going to wait. I'm going to be fully willing. Sometimes you may feel like, or you may be looked upon as if, you know what, you already know what to do. Why don't you just do it? It may be silly because it's not practical. It may be silly because it's not normal. It may be silly because, you know what, it's just not the way we do things. But you know what, it is the way to do things. And that's what I want to encourage you on today. That's the place where we want to live. That's the place that gets us to our intended end. There is a way that seemeth right to a man, or surely there is a way that you can go. But when you're going to try to get to the place to where you are predestined to go, then you want to learn how to wait. You want to learn how to not anticipate, wait, and then move when it is time. Because there is a time, there is a season for everything under the sun. So don't worry, my friend. You know what? You're going to get there. Step number three is to not be afraid to launch out. And you know what? We think about this all the time in business. We say, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to cash in all the chips. I'm going to just let them fall where they may. I'm not going to be afraid. I can do this. I'm confident. I'm a conqueror. I know I'm going to be victorious. And you know what? You can, if you can believe in the thing that has been placed in your heart, and to not be afraid to go against the odds. Go against what people may not believe with you. It's okay, because that seed has been deposited in you, that dream that's in your heart, that vision. It might be starting a new restaurant. It might be writing a book. You know what? It might be to travel all around the world. Whatever that dream is, you can do it today. We were told when we were younger, hey, little Sue, little Sally, little Johnny, you know what? You can be whatever you want to be. They put firemen and lawyers and teachers and doctors and the president of the United States, and they put those things in front of us when we're younger and say, you know what, you can be this. Well, I'm here to tell you today that don't be afraid of that dream that's in your heart. Launch out, because you can do it. Step number five is to trust. You know what, we have to get into a place where we can fully, as we fully surrender so that we can walk powerfully, that we're able to just completely trust in that dream, in that idea, in that goal, and in our ability to be able to produce. We have to be confident enough to know that everything that you need has already been sown and seasoned on the inside of you. There are your gifts and your talents. Your mind has the ability to produce thought for you above what you could ever imagine. If you're open, as we talked about in the beginning, being willing, not anticipating, but waiting, and not being afraid of looking like crazy, being willing to launch out so that you can trust and know that that seed that was planted, that dream that's in your heart, that regardless if it's against all odds, regardless if you're in it by yourself, that you can do it. The sixth step is to believe. Believe beyond every obstacle, every challenge, every doubt, and every fear. Fear is just false evidence appearing real. And if it's false, that means that it's not true. And we learned that early on when we were taking those tests. It was either true or it was either false. Well, I'm here to tell you today that if there's a dream in your heart, you can accomplish it. Believe it regardless of what the challenges may be. And the last step is to rest in peace. You know what? That is the best step for me, because it goes right along with not anticipating, but waiting. And it encourages us to know that, you know what, if we can be willing and open, if we cannot anticipate but wait, if we cannot have a fear of looking like crazy, if we can launch out and be willing to take a step, trust and believe, then we can rest assured that it's going to produce for us. We'll live in that abundant land. We'll be all that is purposed in our hearts to be, everything that we desire. So I want to encourage you on today just to be, walk in the things that you know that you have been called to do. Walk powerfully this year. Take these seven steps, apply them to your life, and let it be the setup as we listen to the brand identity with our master coach, Anna McCoy, and Fran Harris, right after this.
Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy!
Welcome to the show. This is Anna, the Real McCoy. I am so excited about our guest today, our Dr. Fran Harris. First of all, a woman who is after my own heart and who is just a phenomenal person, and I am so delighted to have her be a part of our brand new thinking today. We've been talking about branding the entire month, and that's what we do at Woman Act Now. We empower women with the ability to be able to execute on their ideas and be able to take that idea from an idea stage to material reality. And I'm especially excited about talking to Dr. Fran today, because she is going to help us to become better thinkers. Also, we're going to talk a little bit, too, about one of her books that she's released, Will the Real You Please Stand Up, which I think is very appropriate as it relates to our thinking. So, Dr. Fran, are you on the line?
Absolutely. I'm over here getting my groove on after that great intro you have for your show.
Well, thank you very much. I want you to know that we are twin spirits. And I'm so excited about everything that you're doing. So let me just take a moment just to share with our audience who we have, who we've been really blessed and honored with today to be on our program. And I tell you, my heart is just like yours in empowering individuals, and I love some of the terminology that you use that we certainly want to talk about today. But let me tell the audience just a little bit about you, if I can just pump you up a little bit.
Great, go for it.
First thing I want you to know about Fran is that she knew at an early age that her calling was to touch the lives of millions of people through her spiritually centered ministry that focused on empowerment, entrepreneurship, and service. Now, she's traveled all over the world to over 30 countries, played professional basketball in Italy and in Switzerland, and has endured her own share of highlights and lowlights, including being on the NCAA. Okay. I'm like, wait a minute. Now, you
NCAA.
Know, I play basketball myself at the University of Texas, and also a WNBA championship with the Houston Comets. Now, I am just really honored to have you honor us with your knowledge and with your wisdom. And this program is really about hearing from you. And you and I, we speak the same language.
Great.
And so the first thing that I want you to talk about is just tell us a little bit about your company and what the Fran Harris companies are and what you're currently doing that maybe some of our audience can participate in.
Yeah, well, I'm excited. I've got a couple of companies that we're going to talk about today. One is called Fran Harris Enterprises, which is a speaking, coaching, and consulting company. We work with solo entrepreneurs all the way up to multi-billion dollar corporations, and we focus on three primary areas. We talk about team building, how to build championship teams, clearly because my background has been in that area. I also do training, sales training for women in corporations, specifically targeted to helping women to explode their careers through more powerful presentation skills and selling skills, and then finally, leadership. So I do that in corporations and in on college campuses all over the world. And then I have another company that's Fran Harris Entertainment that focuses more on media. So I publish a new magazine called Collegepreneur, which is the world's first entrepreneurship magazine for college students. Mm-hmm. That company is about publishing. It's about television, radio, and internet. And even now we're getting into video game properties. So two different companies, consulting, kind of personal development, seminar company, and then an entertainment company as well.
Well, you know, I really do like that. I saw that when I reviewed your website on Collegepreneur,
mm-hmm.
and that is just awesome. And I think you're going to be hugely successful because we have so many of our young people that are in college. They have a tendency of really knowing what they want to do, but they are oftentimes bound by a particular system that says, you know, you got to get through this system, and then you can kind of be what you want to be. And I think that certainly that product will certainly be able to help many of them be able to do the system and still be able to fulfill their dream.
Absolutely. I mean, if I was reading in USA Today this past week, I was traveling to Napa Valley, and I was reading that the college enrollment is up, which I think is great. I love college. I had a great time in college. But what we're trying to tell folks to do with Collegepreneur, and even those folks who are not in college yet, is to, even though you're on a college campus, even though you're going through this educational process, you can still be an entrepreneur. You know, an entrepreneur is not just a business person. It is a social entrepreneur, community entrepreneur, a philanthropic entrepreneur, because it's about innovation. So my mission, you know, I tell people that I am on a mission to travel the country preaching the gospel of entrepreneurship, and that's what my, you know, that's so close to my calling that I just want people, no matter what their ages are, to really tap into their passions and to not be bound by the boxes that society tends to put us all in.
Well, you know, I'm really proud of you, and I'm certainly supportive of what you're doing. Let me know how we can help you.
It's going to be fun. I will, definitely.
I know. We're going to get together. We will get together. And then I realized you were in Dallas. I said, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? So, of course, you and I, we could talk on and on, but I
right.
want to satisfy the itching ears of our audience. And by starting out, we've been talking about the entire month during In Woman Act Now in our 15 Minutes to Destiny calls, in our monthly meetings, any contact through, whether it's through articles or whatever, we've been talking about branding and reinventing yourself, your
mm-hmm.
personal brand management. And today I want to talk to you about or getting your thoughts on brand new thinking.
Okay.
First thing that I think that brand new thinking really starts with what I call quantum leap thinking. It's eliminating any mental barriers. into any boxes or any presuppositions that threaten to limit a person's potential.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I firmly believe that the sky is not your limit. I think the only limit that we have in our lives is our ability to breathe. And when we stop breathing, then we've reached our limit. And so I want you to start out talking about what personal branding is.
Personal branding, in a very quick way, is your signature. Your signature style, your stamp on the world. And that's just not from a business standpoint. That's also from a service standpoint. So I'm very big on service because everything I do is about my contribution to the world. So personal branding for me, and when I talk about this subject, I say, you know, it's your signature. It's your personal signature, your personal style. We should not be able to walk into the room and you and I deliver the same speech and people get the same thing from us because we have different signatures.
Yes.
And so when I talk to people about kind of figuring out what their company is about, what their personal kind of their personal mission is, I help them to kind of extract their own signal. What is going to be your stamp on the world is that, you know, for me, when I get evaluations, when I speak, I don't care whether I'm in the United States, honestly, Anna, or in the UK or Africa, there is one thing that people always say on my evaluation about me. What do you think it is? One word that you say that they describe when they describe me.
I would say energetic.
That's it. That's it. So that is it. I don't care what language I'm in, what country I'm in. That is 95% of the stuff that comes out of my evaluation. So clearly, that's a part of my personal branding. And if I'd gotten on the phone, so you knew that about me before we even talked, right?
Yes, yes.
So if I'd gotten on the phone and been like, hello, Anna, this is Fran Harris. Yes, I'm very good. I mean, you know, you would have been like, what?
Like, this is not the person I'm expecting.
That's exactly right.
What I would have said.
That's right. So personal branding is about figuring out, honestly, who you are and then giving that to the world in an unapologetic fashion.
Well, let me tell you, you're going to have a lot of questions to answer today. I know you can do it, and I want to encourage all of our listeners also to visit FranHarris.com. You'll see a number of videos where she's been poised in the media industry and has done just an exceptional job at really encouraging and empowering individuals. So I want you to go and make sure you visit her website. But here's my next question for you. What can you share with us about brand you thinking?
Well, the first thing I'll say is that, and this may shock some people, but you got to figure out who you are. Before you can start giving a brand to the world, you have to know who you are. I see so many imitators, so many imposters, so many pretenders, and I meet them. I know their heart is in the right. They want it. They want so badly to succeed. They want to give the world their gifts, but they're trying to be somebody else. And so the first thing that you have to come in contact with as a brand you thinker is to figure out who you are. So that means you got to pull back some of the layers and the pretense and take off the mask and really get down and dirty about what makes you you. And I'll never forget, in 1999, I just finished playing in the WNBA. I was retiring. I knew I was going to go into television, was working with Lifetime Television. And after a game, a producer came over to me, and he said, man, that was great. You were fantastic. And he pulled me over to the side, and he says, but you know what? If the television viewing audience ever gets to see who we get to see in production meetings, when we're just hanging out by the pool, he was like, your career, you can write your ticket. You're going to be one of the richest, the wealthiest people in the world. And I said, wow. So basically what he was saying to me was, okay, what you project, yeah, that's a part of you. That's probably like 30% of you. But when you're just with us, when we're just hanging out, I think we get all of you. And so why not give the world all of who you are? Isn't that a powerful gift?
Oh, it is.
Man. And I said, wow. So then I had to figure out, why wasn't I giving the world all of me? And it comes down to this. Everybody listen up. It comes down to this. We're afraid that people are not going to accept who we are. We think that if we are this crazy or whatever you are, I'm crazy, I'm fun, I'm energetic, I'm all those kinds of things. So if you don't see that in me, something is wrong with me. If you don't see that in every situation, something is up. And so we're afraid that people are going to reject us. They're not going to approve of who we are, and that's why we don't give the world who we are. So it was about saying, hey, you got to let go of people's, you got to let go of your investment in how people receive you and just do your thing. And that summer, I started doing my thing. And that summer, he was right. I mean, my career, everything, my companies, everything just went off the charts because I was no longer afraid to be the real me, to be all of me.
Well, I'm going to take you right there because chapter two of your book talks about retiring your ego.
Yeah.
So it sounds like in order to find the real you and in order to embrace this brand new thinking, then talk to us about your ego.
You know, the ego, we've been so kind of conditioned to think that the ego is a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a necessary thing. It's necessary to be self-aware and self-absorbed. It's necessary so that you know what the opposite is. The opposite of that, for me, I should say, is really just about stepping into who you are and not being attached to, you know, whether you make money doing it or whether you're going to get acclaim doing it or recognition. It doesn't even have to be on the world stage. It's just recognition from other people. And when you stop doing things because you're expecting something from people, man, your life, it changes. When you can literally do something good for somebody without expecting your name to be in the paper or do something good for somebody without expecting them to say, I love you too, because if we get into that, I love you, and then they don't say I love you too. You're like, I said I love you. You know, so without ego, you just give because it is its own reward. And I was speaking last week to one of my clients, and I said, you guys are, you want to behave well because you're expecting some kind of reward. Well, why not have good behavior, kindness, great teamwork? Why can't that just be its own reward? And when you get there in your life, when you get to the place where you're not looking for validation, you're not looking for applause, you do it because you love it. You do it because it's the right thing to do. When you get to that place, it's crazy. It's so crazy, I can't even tell you how crazy it is. So it's about just kind of letting go of that need for approval from the world and from the people in your life and just doing it, just doing you.
All right, so now I'm going to take you back to that same question. Is the first thing you share with us, figure out who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you can share with us about this mindset of an individual in order to maximize their brand thinking?
You got to like what your brand represents. I think about Starbucks, and even though they've closed, you know, 600 stores here in the last 2 or 3 months or whatever, you think about the experience that Starbucks creates. Most people who are coffee drinkers, I'm not a big coffee drinker, but I go to Starbucks for the experience. That's why people go to Starbucks. That's why people prefer Starbucks, because they create an experience in there. You go in there, people know your name, you hear the cool music, you see Ray Charles, you hear Nora Jones. They say, hey, Fran, what are you going to have, a tall, non-fat latte? We like that. So they create this experience around them, and therefore my car just drives to Starbucks. So for people, when you're thinking about what your brand is going to be, think about this one thing. What experience am I creating every time my brand is on stage? And when I say on stage, I just mean it, when your brand is out there on display, whether you're a speaker, whether you're a radio host, whether you're a mom, what experience am I creating? As I mentioned, I'm promising, my brand promises energy. So if I don't deliver energy, then there's disappointment. There's disappointment on both sides of the table because that's what people are buying. When they hire me, they know what they're going to get. And so when you're thinking about brand new thinking, figure out what does your brand promise, and then the B part of that is you have to consciously be creating an experience for the people who are consumptors, if you will, of your brand.
All right. Well, you know what's interesting? When I saw you on the big idea, I said, "Oh my God, look at all that energy she has." Well, you know, what pills are you taking? I'm pretty energetic. You know what I mean? But I was like, "Honey, you taking some pills that I don't have? You know, I don't have any access to." But when we talk about this whole mindset of having this whole elevation of thinking, how does one really become a big thinker?
Man. First, you got to want it. You have to want something more than you can even see. Sometimes in the signature of my emails and even my letters, I will say to your unimaginable success. Because where I'm going, I can't even see it. That's how big it is. Where I'm going, when I get there, I'm just going to be like, whoa, this is what I had in mind. So the first thing is that you have to be willing to have faith in something that you cannot even tangibly see. You can't visibly even see it. Your sights are so high and so wide and so deep that you just know that there's got to be more. So that's the first thing. And then the other thing is to surround yourself with people who are big or bigger thinkers. I was in Napa Valley this past week for a few days with a networking group. It's really like a mastermind group of the top marketing and branding people in the world. I mean, I think the net worth in the room was like, the mean net worth was like $100 million. And so, and it's a private, exclusive, you can't get in unless somebody invites you in type thing. But these are people, what's so amazing about these people is that, you know, some of these people you would know, most of these people you wouldn't know. But like a third of the people in the room have had multiple bankruptcies. You know, a third of them have come from just like being dirt poor. And now they're some of the wealthiest people in the world, some of the smartest, brightest, biggest thinkers in the world. And so I left there on yesterday with even bigger visions. So you have to surround yourself with people who are at least of the same mindset with you and who have the ability to kind of take you to another level with their ideas, their thoughts, their energy. I mean, it does happen by osmosis. You are who you hang out with. My mother used to say, watch your crowd. And, of course, when I was a teenager, I would hate hearing watch your crowd. She would always say, okay, watch your crowd. Because what she was saying is you become who you hang around. And so to be in Napa Valley in this environment that we meet a couple times a year, and to just be in this room where we're just regular people who just think at unimaginable levels. And, man, it is powerful. So you got to hang around some different people. That means you may have to fire some people. You may have to fire some people in your life, meaning that you can't hang out with them so much because they bring down your expectations for your life. And that's a big thing. I see that so much with people. They call, they want this, they want to come here, whatever. But, you know, my husband or my wife or, you know, she doesn't see it the way I see it. And you can just feel their energy come down.
Well,
and
let me tell you.
Crazy.
Friend, we have several people that are listening to us, both on our internet chat as well as I have two callers on hold.
Great.
Who are calling in to ask your expert advice. I told them, listen, y'all need to take advantage of who we got on the phone today. So I really want them to be able to ask you some questions. So,
sure.
Charles, I'll be coming to you in just a second. Well, you know, you're listening to Anna the Real McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio with our guest, Dr. Fran Harris. We're talking about brand new thinking. And so I'd like to welcome to the show Charles. Charles, are
Hello.
You there?
Yes, I heard Charles. Charles?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You can speak up just a little bit louder for us to make sure that our listeners
okay,
hear you.
Okay, great. Great. How are you?
We're doing great.
That's good. You know, I have a cosmetic company that I'm running, and I always wanted to know how to better brand my product. After I saw you on TV, I kind of got motivated to go out here and just take over the world. So what advice could you give someone starting out new?
Well, you know, I think you have a cosmetic company?
Yes, it's called Ichi Cosmetics.
Okay. I think one of the things that I tell everybody is to kind of set your sights on who you want to pass in the race. So there's got to be a cosmetic company out there who is either, you know, a great role model, or at least from a mission standpoint or a sales standpoint, that you can at least start to shoot for some of the things that they are doing. That's the first thing, is to kind of find out who's the rabbit in the race, you know. And then the other thing is to figure out, what, as I just mentioned, what experience do you want to create for your customers? Because that's really what it's about. You're not, as you know, you're not selling cosmetics. You're selling beauty, self-esteem, feeling good about yourself. So if you can create just an unparalleled experience around those emotional benefits, oh, your company will take off. But a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that they're selling their products, and you're not selling cosmetics. So that's a powerful brand lesson that everybody in business, no matter what you're doing, you got to connect to those emotional benefits, because that's what you're selling. And if you can create an experience where I feel like, wow, I'm feeling good about myself, I'm feeling empowered through your products, then your company starts to explode immediately.
Great. Thank you.
You got it.
All right. Thank you, Charles. Charles just asked us a question about how to expand his opportunities. We have some other individuals on the line as well, Fran, and I really like did you share with him about emulating the lead in the marketplace?
Yeah, I said, you know, identify who are the champions in your industry. The champions in your industry, who are they? Figure out how they got to where they are. So even whether you emulate them, at least you know who they are. So
okay.
I said, figure out who the rabbit is. Because that's who you're chasing.
Well, you know what's funny is I was doing an interview this morning, a business entrepreneurial interview, talking about some of our past successes and how we started our business, what did we do. And one of the questions was, in the early days, what did you do when it came to, like, your marketing? And really, and that was 10 years ago when we started this company, Urban America. And at that time, you know, you heard about branding and different things in our introduction from Tom Peters, you know, a few
mm-hmm.
years ago in Fast Company magazine, and he was kind of the guru of branding.
Right.
And, but I was asked this question about when it came to marketing, what did you do? And my response, well, I imitated, I emulated, and then I finally discovered what we were supposed to do to differentiate
yeah.
who we really were in the marketplace.
Yeah.
So I want to invite another one of our listeners to the show. And you're listening to Anna the Real McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio with our guest, Dr. Fran Harris. We're talking about brand new thinking today. And so as you're listening, if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 718-664-6402. Listen, Dr. Fran is the bomb. She is awesome. She's been all over the media. She knows what she's talking about. She's also the author of Will the Real You Please Stand Up? So I really want you, if you're listening and you're in business, you've started your business, I want you to get on board, to make a phone call, send us a chat so that we can take advantage of these 36 minutes that we have with Dr. Fran. Now, if I had an opportunity to let y'all talk to her on another basis, she'd have to charge you. So I want to encourage you as you're listening. You know, we have all sorts of people that are listening. Guest 400, you've been on with us for a while. Come on, I know you've got some questions. We've got Empowered One who's just joined us. We want to welcome you to the show. Sister Judy, guest 421, we see you and we see that you're there. But I'd like to invite our caller from 817 to join us. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Is this one of our devoted listeners? I believe it's Lolita.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, how you doing? And Lolita, I know you got some questions for Dr. Fran, because we know what you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Fran, it's a pleasure, and it's always a pleasure to be on the call. And, yeah, just this is actually what I'm doing right now. Real quick, and I'll make it real quick. In June, I was laid off of Countrywide. I've been working as a real estate investor for about a year and a half now. I'm actually really focusing on branding me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Out of my research as far as black African American and women, you really don't see a lot when you Google real estate gurus or something like that. You,
mm-hmm.
you don't see it. You see a lot of white guys. You see
mm-hmm.
maybe a couple of Asians. So one thing that I'm doing, I'm not recreating the wheel, but took definitely some suggestions you've already kind of thrown out there as far as see what the top dogs are doing.
Yeah.
And after kind of doing some research and actually talking with a couple of guys that were very open to share some of the things they were doing, everything from social networking to internet marketing, they have their face, they have their name, they have their squeeze pages everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that it took me about a day to just update my MySpace. I've had my MySpace page for 2 years, wouldn't even do anything with it. So I totally recreated it and just kind of sent it back out, and I've been getting a lot of hits from that. So that's just one thing that I've been doing. What are some other things that I could possibly be doing as well?
Well, the first thing you need to do, what you start to do, which is to kind of take advantage of the internet marketing space. There are so many different things that you can be doing to differentiate yourself in the marketplace just online. I would recommend getting an internet marketing plan. Just like we have a business plan and internet marketing plan, and
okay.
just figuring out from a quarterly standpoint what you want to focus on. Because as you know, there are so many things, it's so easy to get overwhelmed and distracted by it.
Sure.
So whether you're doing Squidoo, which I highly recommend, Squidoo,
Good
which is it's called Squidoo, SQUIDOO.com. In the Squidoo community, you actually become an expert. You're the authority, and basically it drives traffic to your sites. And just check out Squidoo.com, anybody out there. If you have a product, if you're trying to establish yourself as an expert, you need to definitely check out Squidoo.
Okay.
So that's the first thing, is to figure out what your internet marketing business plan is going to be and do it on a quarterly basis. So have the discipline to say between September and whatever your quarter is, November, December, here's what I'm going to focus on, and I'm not going to do anything else. So whether it's social networking sites like MySpace, YouTube, Facebook, whatever, that's your focus for that 3 months or 6 months, whatever you choose for the time frame, because you'll be amazed at the results you'll get when you get just a focus plan. So that would be the other thing. And then the second thing is to look at the model of the people who are killing in real estate. I have a real estate development company in Dallas, And I'm following,
really?
I followed the pattern of, like, Trump and Kiyosaki.
Sure.
So these people do their seminars. I got Trump stuff just to see how they did their stuff.
Sure.
Okay. Order sure. this, you know, so get that, go to the seminar, see how they run their seminars. And just real quickly, I mean, I'm starting to do some seminars on business here in Dallas second week in September, and got a room for $50. So this is not a huge investment. I got a room that holds 30 people for $50, and you just get people into that funnel. So you get people into your real estate funnel, you do whether they're free or $30 or $97, you capture their information, you start to get them into your continuity program. So every week or every month they get your CD. You know, you create this whole community with you, and you'll take off. But just watch what the big guys and girls are doing, because they're doing it for a reason.
Got you.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You got it.
All right. Thank you, Lolita, and thank you, Dr. Fran. You're listening
yep.
to Anna, the Real McCoy, on Woman Act Now Radio, and we're talking to our guest, Dr. Fran, on Brand You Thinking. And we have quite a few users who are listening to us. We have our internet web audience. I want to welcome guests 421, 432, and 433 to the show. And if you have any questions, you can send them to us through our chat, or you can call us at 718-664-6402. And I just can't continue to encourage you. If you've been listening to the show, like guest 400 and 409, you've been on here for a while, I know you got a question. Girl, just send me that question. Our guys, send me the question. That way you don't
They're
have
typing.
To talk.
They're
you know
feverishly
what I mean?
Typing. They're taking
right.
notes.
Just typing through the thing. Because, listen, this is about your dream. This is about your destiny. And we're talking about brand new thinking, starting with your ability to move your thinking from just the mediocre to beyond excellence to quantum leap thinking. And what Dr. Fran has been sharing with us is when it comes to your brand new thinking, the first thing you need to do is figure out who you are. And one of the other things that she talked about is fear, of that we're afraid or we fear that others
mm-hmm.
will reject us. Because
mm-hmm.
this is an area I definitely want to go to, Dr. Fran, when we're talking about fear.
Yes.
But before I do that, because I just had a caller to join us, I want to make sure that I invite them in case they're talking about something that we're talking about before I move to this new subject.
Okay.
So you're listening to Anna, the Real McCoy, with Dr. Fran. We're talking about brand new thinking, and I'd like to invite our guest 323. That sounds like Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area. I'd like to invite you to the show. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hey.
How are you doing, and what's your name?
My name is Larice.
Larice?
Larice?
Larice.
I have a cousin named Larice.
That's probably Larice. Your people, girl.
We call her Lo, though.
All right. No, that's not me, not this time.
Okay.
All right, so what's your question for Dr.
Fran? One of the challenges that I think that I'm having is with branding and having products. What we do is economically encourage single working moms. Our ultimate goal is to get them into affordable housing. So we've been doing, in the past 6 years, we've been doing retreats and seminars, et cetera. What we're starting to do now is go into businesses so that we can be the training program for the business. And that does two things in our minds. One, it gets us direct contact with the women. And two, because women will begin to feel empowered and hopeful, we'll get better customer service, our children will have happier parents, and the business's bottom line will improve. My question is, what is the best way to go into businesses and offer our services to them?
Great question. Do you have a direct mail piece?
No.
No. Okay. So the first thing I would say is to have someone design a direct mail piece that basically speaks to everything you just said. So if you know, so you're going to have a direct marketing piece that you're going to send to a targeted list of corporations that you want to work with. So first you got to get the people that you want to work with. Is that companies with 50 million and less, or companies in the greater LA area, you know what I mean? Identify who you want, which companies you want to go into, if that's by geography or if it's by industry, whatever. Figure that out. And then get someone to develop a simple brochure that basically speaks to what your company wants to do.
I did a direct mail piece, cost me maybe $700 to somebody to design the brochure, $200 to send it out, and I got a $1 million client out of that mailing.
Okay.
So, you know, basically it works. You just got to mail it to the right people. You got to mail it to the right people. But that's what you need to do. And of course, word of mouth is always going to be great. Just tell everybody you know. Just be an evangelist for your business. Tell everybody you know what you're doing, who you're trying to reach. That's the main thing, is that when people say, well, you know, what are you looking for? Like when if you were on the line, I was talking about this networking event I went to in Napa. We literally had like 2 minutes to say, here's what we're doing. Here's the customer we're looking for. So identify what that is so that when you meet somebody on the street, you can say, hey, this is Larice, and we're trying to get into companies like this, companies that are $50 million and less or whatever, to do this. And you'd be amazed. But get that direct mail piece down, because that's a great way to get into companies. It's a soft way to get into companies. If it really speaks to what you're doing and it resonates with them, they'll pick up the phone and call. That's what this client did with me.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Ms. Larice, thank you very much. And you're listening to Anna the Real McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio with our guest, Dr. Fran. We're talking about brand new thinking. So, Dr. Fran, boy, you've given us some great tools. I just want to go back over that before with one of our callers, Lolita. You talked about developing an internet marketing plan. I want to just spend just a few more seconds on that, because you introduced us to a new website, Squiddo, which
Squiddo.
We've added.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, girl, you know I'm protecting Squiddo.
Squiddo.
So Squiddo, you know, and you know, Fran, she lives up here in Texas, too, so she just know how to say it. But Squiddo.
Yeah.
And I really love this, because I really encourage our listeners and our women of Woman Act Now to become the expert when we're talking about blogs and various opportunities where, you know, who else has another website is shine.yahoo.com, which is, you know, targeted towards women, but you can post articles, all sorts of things, and really become the expert. But I want to go back just for a few minutes and talk about the internet marketing plan, because this particular area obviously is so important. In trying to identify what type of companies, when we have small businesses and we're building our brand, and even if our personal presence, because even when we go to your website at franharris.com, you've done a great job branding you. And so are there any other websites that you can introduce us to for the individual that's kind of just starting to brand themselves?
Well, I would just think about, even if you just get a MySpace page or your YouTube channel, just make those channels, those spaces, yours. Just make them, really start to brand them, whatever that means for your company. So if you're the person who is a no-nonsense person, or if you're the person who is crazy, sexy, cool, funny, whatever, then make sure it's consistent across your different channels online. You know, just to be consistent with whatever you're putting out there, whether it's your YouTube or MySpace or LinkedIn or Facebook. So that would be my thing.
Okay. And another thing I want to introduce our listeners to is Ning.com.
Mm-hmm.
Ning.com, Ning.com. The reason why I want to introduce you is they have, just thousands of social networks on there that you can pick and choose if you want to be a speaker, if you want to be a coach, if you want to be involved with women entrepreneurship, and you want something a little more targeted than your MySpace, then Ning could be that place for you to begin to develop those social relationships. Dr. Fran, can you talk to us about how can we develop our brand in a social community? Because there are a number of trains of thought, but if you have some ideas on how to create a consistent presence in these social networking sites.
Well, take the lead. That's amazing. Number one, first of all, you got to show up. You can't be like a casual networker and expect to have leadership in anything. So the first thing is you have to make a commitment to do it. And so whether that's blogging, whether that's setting up a social network on Ning, or whether that's being a group leader in MySpace, you have to show up to do it. And if you don't want to show up to do it, or if you don't have time to show up to do it, then hire somebody to do it for you, because your presence is the thing that gets you more friends. Your contributions gets you more friends. And so you got to be around to be able to really brand yourself. And just be outspoken. I mean, be the person who's always looking to help people. And that can be just, hey, here's a resource that I found today, check this out. You'd be amazed
at how little things like that, just giving somebody a website that solves their problem will kind of elevate your status in any network.
Okay, thank you. The other thing that I want to encourage you as you're listening to us, again, if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 718-664-6402. Now, I want to go back to my thoughts before we invited our previous caller, our last caller to the show, and that's talking about, I want to get your idea about failure, to talk with us about what failure is and what it's not.
I don't believe in failure. I don't believe in failure. I've never believed in failure. I've never failed at anything. Things have not always gone the way I wanted them to, but in my mind, that's not a failure. And so I believe that language is really powerful. I think it really is a currency that we use every single day. And so I don't use words that are going to potentially disempower me, if you will. So I never talk about failure. I talk about either getting desired outcomes, desirable outcomes, or undesirable outcomes. That's really what it's about. Is what you're doing going to get you the outcomes you want? If you're doing drugs, selling drugs, you're probably not going to get, in the long run, desirable outcomes. If you're overeating, you know, you're probably not going to get your desirable outcomes. So I don't even really talk about failure. I never talk about failure. When people talk to me about failure, I go, well, let's talk about what you're really talking about. Because
yeah.
I find it's a shield that people want to hide behind, and they want to just tell this story about how bad it is in their lives and how they failed at this, and that's why they can't get up. You know what? My mother died when I was 16 years old. Most people don't know that, and she died instantly, wasn't sick, nothing. She just died. I went to Mexico as an exchange student, and the next day she died. So I had every reason at 16 to become everything I'm not, Anna. So I made some choices, though. So, you know, I could have become whatever people call a failure as a young black girl or whatever, but I made different choices. So if you're using failure out there, stop it, because it doesn't really exist. You either are getting the results you want or you're not. And I find that people, again, want to tell this sad, sad, tragic story. I choose not to tell that story. Was I devastated when my mother died? Absolutely. But I wanted to tell a different story. And so I did some things to help my story have a different ending than maybe someone else who may have said, oh, God, I'm never gonna be able to do anything. No, not for me. That's not the story I wanted to tell.
Well, you know, I'm releasing a book called Woman Act Now,
mm-hmm.
Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream in January of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things out of a conversation I had with one of my friends, Mike Roberts, I'm sure you've run across Mike Roberts from St. Louis. He wrote a book called Action Has No Season. And in that book, he talked about failure as a mental construct.
Mm-hmm.
And a part of this whole process that I wrote about after I was influenced by him, I wrote about this process of failure and just what you're saying about desired outcome was trying to elevate a woman's thinking to the perspective that if we look at failure as just simply feedback that says that I started out one way, I didn't achieve that desired outcome, so now what can I do when I look at the gap?
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at that gap, can I turn this thing around? Can I shift my opportunities? Can I redo something? Can I do it differently? So I want to encourage even with our listeners, and I'm in total agreement with you. I never talk about failure, never, and it's only because my thinking, my brand new thinking says there is no such thing as failure.
Nope.
It is simply feedback.
Yep.
And so now when we talk, even talking about from failure to fear, most people say I have a fear of failure. So let's talk about fear as it relates to brand new thinking. What will that do for us, Dr. Fran?
Well, I do find that people, when they say they have a fear of failure, what they're really saying is that they have a fear that things won't turn out the way they want them to. And,
yes.
And will they be able to deal with the stares, the jeers, the bankruptcy, the homelessness. I mean, I get really real with people in my seminars because they're like, oh, I have a fear of failure. And that's so, like, surface. I say, what are you really afraid of? You're afraid of, and then people get real, of losing my house, of being embarrassed. I mean, get real about what you're really afraid of, because if you can figure out that those things are, first of all, they're really insignificant. If you can just let go of your investment in what other people think, most people would do more things. If you could let go of the fact that
oh, well, what are people going to think if they find out that I'm divorced? Or what are people going to think if they find out that I had an abortion? Or what are people going to think if they find out that I was audited by the IRS? I don't care what you think. I really don't. I mean, really, we have one life to live. So I'm going to spend, you know, 30 days or 30 minutes thinking about what you think about my life? But most people do, and most people are so paralyzed because they're so worried what other people are going to think. And so let go of your this illusion that you have that you're afraid of failure. Some people think they're afraid of success. For me, I can certainly identify with not – I want it to be good, but not too good. And so that wasn't about other people, you know, because people, oh, they're going to hate on me if I do this. Well, that's about them. What I have to do is fly. And so – and I've got to work through my own experiences about what happens when I step into my greatness. But again, it's the work, it's the inside work that people have to do. And stop making your stuff about other people. That's my message.
Well, you know, you're a part of that message in your book, Will the Real You Please Stand Up? And it's also available if you click on the picture of Fran Harris's book on Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening to it online, you can order it directly from Amazon.com, or you can go to her website, or probably go to Barnes & Noble and walk in and buy the book.
Yep.
But one of the things you just talked about is your greatness, is walking into your greatness. But one of the things you talk about in the book is accepting your greatness.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means I know it's hard for people to believe because I know it's hard for people to believe that everybody was really born to do something truly outstanding. But the reality is most people won't because most people don't believe that. People actually believe that they're supposed to be poor people. That there are supposed to be people who are living in poverty, that people are there are supposed to be people who are allegedly not as smart as other people. All of those things are choices that people made. And I know that's hard for people to accept, but it really is. So there's greatness in all of us. Whether we really step into it is our choice. Because if you think about it, Anna, you chose to do the things you're doing. You could have easily not have chosen those things. So that meant you could be somebody else. You could be someone right now living in substandard conditions, in abusive relationships. I mean, you could be everything you're not, but you chose to be something different. And so this whole notion of accepting your greatness is me saying to you, you were born to do something great. Now, whether you accept it or not is your deal.
And that's
it.
And well, that's certainly a part of brand new thinking is, you know, accepting your greatness, you know. When I was a young child, my family used to ask me, what are you going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, great. I didn't know. I had enough wisdom to know what I wasn't, you know, that I didn't know what I was
right.
going to be. But whatever I was going to be, I wanted to be great. I just wanted to be great. I wanted to contribute to the world and do something that would give back, and that was exciting. But now we have about 15 minutes, and I do have several things I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
One of them, in when we're thinking about brand new thinking, you're listening to Anna the Real McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio with our guest, Dr. Fran Harris, and we're talking about brand new thinking. One of these areas that I absolutely want to get your ideas on is intention. When I look at your website and I look at everything you're doing without sitting in your meetings, without, you know, knowing you personally, I can see the intention of this woman. So I want you to talk, how does intention impact us when we elevate our brand new thinking?
Well, you have to you have to figure out what you want to create.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's message, detours.
Did you know that life's detours can sometimes save you time? It's true. They can introduce you to new opportunities while still getting you to your intended destination. Consider choosing to take the detour and change the way you see the route. Be open, be curious, and be expectant. So just be mindful of today's journey and try hard not to be frustrated or discouraged by any delays, but rather view them as unintentional treasures.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort, Spa, and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoIDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
Thank you for listening today. Brand identity. Again, I am your host, Coach Shauna Stallworth, standing in for the host of the show and our master coach for Woman Act Now, Coach Anna McCoy. I want to thank you again for listening. Join us next week for more as we continue down this frame of walking powerful. I want you to know that you're loved and appreciated on today. Visit our website at www.womanactnow.com. Find out more about our organization and how we can help coach you through the execution gap toward achieving your dreams, visions, and ideas, how you can walk powerful, and how you can brand your identity. Until the next time, take care and walk powerful. Bye-bye.